Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer again this morning. Were you looking up the sandals vacation stuff in the break to try to get yourself another sandals vacation on the
Well, I don't really have any time to go on vacation this year, but I'm always looking.
Yeah, and this is going to hurt all the sandals probably, right?
I would think, but I'll tell you what, looking, not a lot of availability.
So people are still, maybe people are just jumping on it like those cruise ship freaks after COVID. You know, when they were like, oh, man.
Deal's a deal.
Yeah, right. Like, this is great. No one's going to cruise ship because of COVID. I'm going.
I also think there's a large segment of the population that is unaware of anything going on in
the news. That's true. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah, we're all assuming that everybody knows that these people died at these sandals locations, and probably 98% of the people don't know.
I would think that's not something they're posting in the lobby.
Yeah,
in the event you're unaware.
Yeah. Or the other sandals, like, we're not the sandals that killed those people.
It is such a tragic story.
We're the other sandals.
Man.
All right. So we were speaking of tragic stories, we were talking about this other situation with the escaped prisoner down in Alabama and how this murder suspect ended up convincing a jail official that they were in love, and then they escaped together, and then they got caught yesterday. Heath is down in Alabama, right at the scene of everything. What's going on, Heath?
What's going on, fellas? Big-time fan. I watch every morning. Big Jets fan. I just wanted to call in. It's crazy I'm calling in about something that happened like this, but yeah. I figured what the hell I'd call.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, you got some perspective on it being down in Alabama, so what's going on?
Well, I live about 10 miles from the place, and this girl, she'd worked there for about 20 years and is fixing to retire.
Oh.
So she sold her house. She sold her cars. It's just they took out about $100,000, and then what's crazy? If you give me $100,000, I'm going to get more than 2.5 hours from here.
I know. I hate to laugh because it ended in tragedy, but true. Yeah, but I mean, and she was also like a really good employee. I read too, like she was going to be named Employee of the Year. Like people loved her, and then all of a sudden, this happened.
Yeah, they were about to hold her a retirement party and everything. So, and then it's crazy they got away for 11 days. But like I said, you give me $200,000 and 6 hour head start, and I think I make it further in Indiana, Evansville, I think it was.
Yeah, I know. I must have been stopping a lot. I mean, I don't know what the hell.
Well, I don't know. It's funny that, I mean, I sure as hell would be washing my car.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they stopped and they left it there, and that's where he ended up getting caught on that surveillance camera at the car wash. Now, was this guy convicted of murder, Heath?
Well, he's on trial. He's awaiting trial for murder. So,
okay. All right.
So I guess the sheriff here says he won't ever get out again, but we'll see. You never know. Like I said, you never know.
Wow. I'm going to assume you're a Jets fan because of Joe Namath.
Well, actually, no. Yes and no, but Richard Todd.
Okay.
Marty Lyons.
That bunch.
I mean, I was probably 10 years old when I got hooked on the Jets, and it's been pretty painful. I'm 50 right now. Turned 50. My wife's a Saints fan. We come up there every year. We come up there last year for the Saints game. So
nice.
Got to cook out. Got to do some smoking. And Nick Mangold came by. That was pretty cool.
All right, nice.
Hang out with the Gotham City crew. But like I said, big fans, and hate to call them such a deal like this. But I figured, what the heck?
Listen, you had some information on it, so no, it was a good call.
I'm definitely wanting to call back sometime to talk to Boomer. I'm a big fan of his.
Yes, let's talk some Jets with Boomer when he comes back. Did you hear the guy Jimmy from Virginia that called up?
I sure did. I thought about that. You know, I thought about calling and saying, man, I've never been to a game. Man, get me some tickets. But I try to come up there every year. So
just lie your ass off. Get some tickets. That's great. All right, Heath, it's good talking to you. Be in touch, all right?
Good talking to you guys. Thanks.
All right, see ya. Heath in Alabama.
Boomer and Geo, big in Alabama.
So nice, that Heath in Alabama.
You could walk down the street in Alabama and randomly someone watches Boomer and Geo on CBS Sports Network.
I had that in Tennessee. Yeah, so there was a listener, but he was from New York. He was just on vacation.
I get the sense Heath is not from New York.
No, definitely not. Mike is in Patterson. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I've been to Sandals. I stayed at the Royal Bahamian in the Bahamas.
Okay.
I stayed there about 5 years ago.
Is that the one where all the stuff is happening?
No, that's Emerald Bay.
Okay.
Emerald Bay, I believe you have to take a little plane to get there.
All right.
I got the butler service. Ooh. I got the room right on the beach. It cost me like $6,000.
Nice, the butler service. Isn't that great?
Oh, it was awesome. They give you a cell phone. I could sit my fat butt right on the call them. They bring me over a pina colada.
Oh,
and I haven't been there. It's 20-something years. It's all premium alcohol, right? It's not secondary crap. It's all good stuff. Yes.
No, it was. Listen, it's not no alcohol like you get at a bar. I mean, you know, it is watered down a little bit. Everything is premium alcohol. But it's not as strong, you know. But it's still worth it. I had the best time.
Yep.
Al, you got to go and get the butler service, man. That sounds great. His cell phone, the guy
right
that shows
up
with your drinks. I mean, come on.
Another Miller Lite, sir.
The food is outstanding.
Yeah.
They have a hibachi restaurant on the resort, which was great. It was just a really good time. Nightclub. It was awesome.
I think you sold out.
Listen, it's a long time since I went, but it was great.
Yeah,
it was.
And where's my chicken and sweet potatoes?
Yeah, right. We said after we went there, every 5 years we're going to go back.
Yeah, I know.
That was 23 years ago.
That's what we said about Turks and Caicos. We're going to go back for our 5 year and our 10 year, and 5 year went by, nothing.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Be this year.
Oh, we've done other things that have been cool, but we never went back.
7 years, I think it's going to be this year.
Oh, so you only missed one so far.
Yeah, we got to go back for our 10th. So how long are you married now?
23 years next month.
23 years?
Yep.
25th is the what anniversary? That's a big
That'd be 25, one. Yeah.
No, like they call it something.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You got to get her something, whatever the 25th one is. You got to buy her.
Silver, I believe.
Silver, you got to buy her something.
She doesn't
silver.
Want silver. She'd rather go to Antigua. And so would I.
You got to get, but it's like the whole thing. You got to get her something.
She's not interested in
silver, gold, diamond.
Right, shut up.
If you get married
Stop it silver.
Early and yes. Live forever.
Oh, so what is that?
75.
25, 50, 75?
Yeah.
I'd be 100. I mean, that is my goal.
50. My parents made it 50 last year. I mean, 75 is, wow. That's the diamond one?
Mm-hmm.
They got to move that up.
Who's going to have money by the time you get to 75?
Tom Brady.
That's true.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Joe in Ridgewood. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, man?
So I got to throw in one comment. I think Diamond is 60th, and I only know that because my wife's crazy about that kind of stuff.
So have you had a 25th anniversary, and did you get her silver?
No, I'm coming up on 1 year.
Oh.
But you already got 60 marked down.
Yeah.
Good luck. I hope so.
We like to plan, but so I'm calling about the Angels no-hitter. I think his name was Reed Detmers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys obviously you saw that and talked about it.
Yeah.
So I was perusing Instagram this morning, and I see Noah Syndergaard throwing a little shade at the Mets. He posted a congratulatory post, and then he put he put in quotes, "This is what a real no-hitter looks."
He really is a punk.
Are you
like
serious?
He's become so unlikable?
That's what he did. This is what a real no-hitter looks like. Now, is he referring to the combined no-hitter that the Mets had this year or the Johan Santana no-hitter, or both, maybe? Let's see.
I would think only because it's so fresh, it's got to be the combined no-hitter.
For a guy that professed his love for this organization the way he used to and the Met fan, he really has become an ass.
Yeah.
He really has.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah, let's see.
If he did.
And I don't even remember the,
There it is. You're right. Yeah,
did he not re-sign him, or did he want to leave? I don't even remember. But he's just such a salty little baby.
Yeah, and
no,
for a guy
he rejected the qualifying. They offered him the qualifying offer. He rejected it and took like $3 million more, because the qualifying offer was $18 million, and he rejected it and then got $21 from the Angels.
He wanted out.
Yeah, he didn't want to be here anymore.
Even though he sat there and told you how much he loved the Mets and this organization and the Mets fans.
I hate to say it, but I'm with him. That combined and the no hand.
But you're being a douche when
there's
you
There's no reason for that.
Yes, you are.
There's no reason for
but
that.
But I still agree with him.
Hey, listen, combined no-hitters don't count in our bet for a reason.
Right.
And say what you want about the Johan thing. It is what it is. But there's no reason for him to do that other than to be a jackass.
Exactly. I mean, he's taking a shot at the Mets, who are not thinking about him at all, by the way.
I mean,
it's not like nobody's caring about Noah Syndergaard. And it's not like they didn't. I mean, okay, so they didn't. He pitched two innings in 2 years.
Right. The guy's mouth has been better than his arm. Really.
And they still were willing to give him $18 million last year. So it's not like they insulted him.
Wow.
Amazing. What a jerk. I'm going to have to tweet that out for people who didn't see it.
You should. Because I would think, like, for someone like myself, I'm not on Instagram. I mean, I have an Instagram account. I don't think I've logged in. I do it every 6 months, I feel like. I never see any of this stuff. You post it on Twitter, though, it's just another audience that sees it.
Yeah.
Man. If, in fact, he didn't already do it on Twitter, too, because I don't get the sense he's running and hiding from it either.
Let me go on Twitter here. Yeah, probably not.
And I know he's pitching well out there, and good for him. They're a good team, and that's fine, but I don't know. I would think, it's like, if you left here, that's a personal decision because, let's say, you and Spike don't get along, and, you know, your contract's up, and you take off. Why would you go after the guys you worked with or were with, as opposed to, like, if you want to take issue with Met ownership, and
or
I know
the GM or something.
I got it, 100%. But why would you take issue with the guys
with
that you
the
were
players?
Just in the, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are your teammates that you traveled with. You had drinks on planes. You played cards. You were all over the world. Why would you do that?
Yeah, because he obviously is a bitter baby. That's why. It's clear.
Which, again, towards the organization, fine, but not the guys you played with.
Yeah, silly. All right, I'm going to tweet that out. He did not put it out on Twitter. Just an Instagram story, which disappears after a certain amount of time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Time now for the Yankees postgame show with Chris LaPresti. That was an Eddie line, by the way. I have to give him credit for that.
That was funny.
That was very good. We kid because we love there, CeeLo. Do you have another update for us?
I sure hope so. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. Yes, I haven't done enough Yankees this morning, so I was able to track down an alternate Blue Jays radio call.
Nice.
Of the Aaron Judge walk-off.
A dangerous right-handed batter. Here's the pitch.
There you go. In all serious, though.
What the hell was that?
That's Bob Uecker from Major League. Oh. Here's the pitch.
Oh, movie reference.
Oh, bleep. I couldn't find the rest of it, though, where he goes, if that's not Shaquille O'Neal and left, that baby's out of here, because that would have worked perfectly as well. So there you go. One more time from our guy, John Sterling.
Wow.
Crickets on that. Very good. Moving on.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning walk-off three-run home run by Aaron Judge. He hit it a mile and a half in the left field seats.
Yes, he did.
Are you a Simpsons guy?
Mile. Not really. I don't dislike it.
Because I feel like you'd be quoting the Simpsons all the time.
Well, I probably would if I'd watched it recently. I mean, I watched it as a kid a little bit, but not in recent years. I got more into Family Guy, and then once my kids were born, that all just ended. So,
isn't there a Simpsons drop in that promo that we play all the time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Makes me nuts.
Does it say sphincter?
Makes me nuts.
Do they say sphincter in that?
No, he's talking about bikini inspector.
Oh, bikini inspector.
Pathetic.
Jerry's like, is that Homer Simpson saying sphincter?
I thought it said bikinis and sphincters.
We should no more Family Guy drops, Simpsons, or South Park. Stop it.
Wait, where do we have Family Guy drops on the promos?
Oh, my God. I'm sure we do somewhere.
Sorry.
Yeah. The four of you
are really not the right crowd for movie and TV show quotes.
Well, we've
references.
Been through it for 40 years. It's the same movie. You guys are like you haven't watched the new movie.
It's true.
It's all the Major League.
Right. Case, Major League. It's baseball.
Old school. That makes it even more generic. Yeah. It's Major League. Like, it's a sell. Just a bit outside. Stop it.
It was perfect for the Judge home run.
No one knew what it was.
The only drops we like
many
is
people did.
Hot water, hot shower.
Yeah, that I like. Walking around singing that on the air the other day.
That's
the
fresh.
Fresh and new.
But it,
never
no
heard that before.
Context to it. What does it mean?
It means hot water, hot shower.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
Smoking cauliflower. That's the next line that we don't play.
Thankfully.
But, like, it's fresh. It's funky fresh.
Yeah.
It's new.
So fresh.
Sphincter.
Real hip, though.
Come on, man.
That's what he spent the last 90 seconds doing. Scrolling. Okay, I got to S. There's 1,000 S's. Let me see. Actually, it's probably under J and then S, right?
Oh, my God.
Jerry.
God. Correct. Jerry.
Sphincter. Or no dash. Not even a dash.
Sphincter.
Sphincter.
It's an S. You really are.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. All right, anyway, Judge crushed a 1-2 hanger from Blue Jays closer Jordan Romano. First walk of his career, 10th homer of the season, which leads the majors. But the rally was really started by Jose Trevino, who drew a one-out walk. And then after DJ LeMahieu did the same, thoughts from Trevino as he watched it all unfold.
AJ's going to do what AJ does. That was the plan. Get AJ up, get DJ up, get Rizzo up, get Stanton up, give us a chance to win the ballgame.
I love the nicknames. And if Judge keeps this up and cashes in this winter, Trevino might be looking for a cut.
Top notch, like off the field, on the field, just overall, like probably the best player I've played with.
Talking up his guy, we covered the Josh Donaldson stuff this morning with Toronto and the ejections after he got drilled in the sixth. It looked weird kind of live on TV since there was no an immediate reaction from the umpires, and they get together and they eject the pitcher. Sounds like there was more to it, according to the umpires in the pool report afterwards. Anyway, Yanks will go for the 2-game sweep this afternoon, and then they head out on an 8-game road trip. You got Jameson Taillon and Jose Barrios. It is a 12:35 first pitch. We've got pregame coverage on the Fan beginning early.
Game will be over by 3:15.
Yes, sir. How about those Mets matching the Yankees with their 21st win of the season? Once again, playing some complimentary baseball.
Franco, it's a high drive toward right center. It's running away from Nimmo, and he won't get there. It's a base hit. Nimmo grabs it on the warning track as a run scores. Hernandez around third, heading for the plate. Relay from McNeil is right on target, and Hernandez is tagged out to win the inning.
Wayne Randazzo.
Oh, man, they're going to play that highlight in all 48 states.
8-8. Kefted 1-0 at the time, and with the Mets down 2-0 in the sixth, they'd rally for three, went on to beat the Nationals 4-2. Jeff McNeil had the game-tying two-run double, aided by a bit of a screen of the first baseman set by Eduardo Escobar.
He actually helped at the play, you know, just blocking Bell. I don't think he saw that ball very well. It was top spun, and, you know, him seeing it late, it's going to be a tough play.
Better screen job than anything the Rangers did in Pittsburgh. That's
for sure. Zinger.
Yeah. That was McNeil on 8-8 after the game. And then here he was in the clubhouse. Offense doesn't have to press much right now with the way they've been pitching.
You know, it feels like if we get, you know, 3, 4, 5 runs right now with how our staff is throwing the ball, you know, I like our chances.
And Carlos Carrasco last night, 6 2/3, couple of runs allowed. Edwin Diaz nailed down his 7th save, getting the game-ending double play. So the Mets are 21-10. They've got Tyler McGill on the mound this evening, opposed by Aaron Sanchez. The Angels also at 21 wins. They crushed the Rays last night, 12-0. Had some fun against positional play. player, Brett Phillips, who was pitching in the eighth inning, homers for Mike Trout and Shohei, or not Shohei Ohtani, Anthony Rendon.
The Rendon one is really good.
Yes. Yeah, it hits lefty against
goes up lefty, first time in his career, and hits a home run.
Because part of you is thinking it's insulting to do that.
Right.
Like you're mocking them. But then to go up and hit a home run?
Yeah. Well, when they put the
54 miles an hour.
When they put the position player out there and he's throwing eight pitches.
No, I know that. I know. You know. I get it.
Yeah.
But still, to do that is pretty wild.
Yes, it was. And then the youngster, 22-year-old lefty Reed Detmers, goes out in the ninth to finish off a no-hitter. One walk in the game. There was an error. He struck out only two on 108 pitches. And afterwards, I was really trying to find the right words.
Our guys did a great job. I mean, they hit the ball all over the place. They just do what they do. And they made tons of plays for me. And I'm just a... Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
He's 22, man.
Yeah, this guy's future fiance is going to get the worst proposal of all time. I just want to say, you do a lot of great stuff, and I just want to say I appreciate it.
I feel bad. I feel like putting the spotlight on his nervousness.
He threw a no hitter.
Right.
Fine.
How nervous could he have been? He's out and threw a no hitter. So yes, Valley Sports West, young guy, you know, not comfortable in front of the mic just yet. That's fine. All good. NBA playoffs. The Heat beat up on the Sixers in Miami, 120-85, as they take a 3-2 series lead. So pushing Doc Rivers' team to the brink of elimination. Here he was afterwards, not pleased.
I mean, everything they did tonight was harder and better. Their stuff was better than what we. Ran. Their energy was better.
Yep.
What did Embiid say? Was he...
Yeah, so the only cuts that I was able to grab from him had to do with the MVP voting, because they asked him about that, and he spoke quite a bit on that and congratulated Jokic, but also, hey, you know, depends on what the narrative or the media is,
which
what
I
do I have
understand.
To do to win an MVP kind of thing.
What are you talking about?
But he did say he's fully focused on the team and trying to win a championship.
Whatever fits the narrative? I mean...
What? I don't know. I guess each year maybe they feel like the media, okay, this is going to be the guy this year. And once the ball gets rolling, I don't know, man.
He won it last year, too.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff on TV, he's saying now, from last night.
I just told you what he said. You want to hear him talk about the MVP?
No.
About the game?
It was about the game.
What I read had to do, all the headlines were Embiid comments on MVP race.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Jerry's, critical.
No, I'm not.
My tape cutting job.
Not at all. Not at all, because it's a secondary story.
I took it as a critique as well. I'm looking at you talking on TV right now, saying some interesting stuff.
It literally popped up exactly as you said. The only stuff that's out there is the MVP thing, and it's reading, if I play bad, then I play bad, and we don't win.
Oh, okay.
it's just funny timing.
Relax your sphincter.
Oh, that's good advice, Al. I must agree. All right, well, I gave you Rivers, and here's Jimmy Butler. He's been taking it to his former team in this series. Not satisfied yet, though. He was on this after game four. We played this, I guess, on Monday, and sticking with it as they head back to Philly looking for the closeout.
To continue to play basketball the right way, us to get stops and not rely on making shots. I promise you, if we don't give a damn about making shots and we just worry about defense, we will win.
He's been very unsatisfied.
We can't play for the Nets then.
When they don't shoot well, they don't defend. So he just wants them to defend whether they shoot well or not.
Defense, what a concept.
Yeah, see if they can take care of business in Game 6 on the road. Steve Kerr is going to miss again tonight, Game 5 for the Warriors with COVID. So Mike Brown will be on the sidelines. But as you'd imagine, Kerr has been very involved in everything there as the Warriors will go for the closeout in their series. And we did mention at one point this morning the passing of Bob Lanier at the age of 73. Obviously one of the greats from the 70s before my time, but certainly know the name and the resume. So sad news there. A couple of NFL notes. Former Bengals defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi spent the past couple days visiting with the Jets. So maybe a late free agency addition for them. And Sauce Gardner, it is official now, will wear number one.
Number one.
So you got Zach Wilson in number two, and now Sauce will leapfrog over him and wear number one for the Jets. If you want to get your Sauce Gardner jerseys, he has locked that in. The Jets announced that yesterday. So you can go out and get yourself a nice number one Jets jersey.
And Cowboys Packers November 13th.
Yes. Mike McCarthy's return to Lambeau.
Come on.
Yeah, well, that's how they pitched it.
I know.
That's why they released it, I guess, as a solo thing.
I understand.
Other than it's two sexy teams and a sexy matchup.
Mike McCarthy going back to Green Bay.
Very
no one cares except for the McCarthy.
Big storyline.
I mean, really.
All right, the Rangers tonight on home ice will try to stave off elimination. Jerry mentioned some of the comments from Gerard Gallant from yesterday. Here was a couple of them. Yeah, we really sucked the other night in Pittsburgh.
We had a great regular season, second best in the league in goals against average, and get back to that. You know, we can't give up seven goals back to win.
That would be stating the obvious. But not just about the defense, it's the other side as well.
We talk about putting pucks to the net, and we show some good goal scoring that we do around the net, and then we try and get cute and fancy. No, like I said, it's a straight, direct hockey game.
Problem is, that's not really the style that they played regularly in the regular season, and it's a different game, as many people say, in the playoffs. So they've got a lot of these skill guys. They like to make the extra pass and try for the pretty goals, and it doesn't work as often. Though, I will say...
No, I'm just saying, like, the extra pass and the pretty goals. I mean, how many tic-tac-toe goals have the Penguins had with the Gensel, Crosby,
yeah,
Rust
because
line?
The Ranger defense has been awful.
I'm just saying that they're making the extra pass. I mean,
yes, they are.
They lose tonight. How do you view the season?
As a massive disappointment.
Even though there were no expectations on them going into the season. That changes, no?
For me, there were, yeah, it changes, yeah, because of the way they played.
Well, no, I don't think anyone had Stanley Cup champion expectations.
No, I said, forget what's happened in the series. Before the series started, I said it would have been a major disappointment for me if they didn't at least win a round. Because honestly, I thought this was a matchup that was good for them, more so than facing some of the more, you know, bigger physical teams. And then when you mix in the fact that the third string goalie's in there now. Now, I will say, it's not like the Rangers haven't scored against him. They have. But they've just been abysmal defensively, and obviously Shesterkin has not been himself.
No.
So, it would be tough to swallow.
I mean, if they lose another game...
Where they get blown out,
tonight, like that, I mean, that is... I don't expect them to, but I also didn't expect Game 4 to go the way that it did.
Right.
So.
We all thought Igor was going to have a big bounce back.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of people saying, Sal was talking about it, I think the crowd got... I don't think it was the crowd. I look at a guy that... He just looks sluggish since playing the triple overtime game.
How about in front of him? I mean, the entire team.
But I'm 100%.
Losing face-offs, pucks going flying to the net.
No doubt about it. But what we saw from Igor most of the regular season was he would... cover up a lot of those glaring issues with his play and the fact that he would make the big save. And there have been glimpses of that within some of the games, but the two games in Pittsburgh, there really was none of that.
What's interesting, what you just said, a friend of mine compared it to Jason Kidd in the Nets' triple overtime game in Detroit, and he was gassed the rest of the series. And I thought I'm like, that's basketball. It's a lot different than standing there in goal, and yet you thought that too. Maybe there's something
to it. A couple people say, oh, maybe he's hurt. I'm like, if you got a hurt goalie in the playoffs, you're usually not running them out there. Like, what's going on with Pittsburgh right now? They're down to their third guy because you can't have a, you know, hampered goaltender. These guys rely on their reflexes and going side to side and acrobatics.
Quick hook tonight.
What's a quick hook? How many
two goals?
No.
Well, it depends on how quick those two goals come.
And also
2-0, 2 minutes.
And also the nature of them. Like, hey, he makes a save, and there's Crosby unchecked to get on the doorstep for the stuff in on the rebound. I mean, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, we saw Georgiev, make plenty of
good. Played very well
in the third period, where the Penguins had, you know, basically the blitz was full on.
Could have been a 10-2 final easily.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting. I do think that it's going back to Pittsburgh, though. After this season, how well they've played, I just cannot imagine them getting killed. I mean, maybe I could see them losing a close game, but I can't see them getting killed tonight.
Well, you also didn't see it the other day, and you were... I'm a little nervous about you now making projections and predictions about the Rangers, because the other night, Igor's going to have a bounce back.
I was right about game two.
Asses kicked.
I was right about game two.
Well, I hope you're right. It would be real disappointing to see the season end on home ice, especially if it's an ugly, you know, one-sided, lopsided game again.
If they lost, and Boomer was here tomorrow... I know he won't be, and let's just say he was.
He might be on Zoom.
And I walked in with the penguin outfit on. Wait, you were wearing the leprechaun outfit. What would he do to me? Would he throw me through the wall?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
that'd be good for digital.
Yeah, it would be.
There'd be some set damage.
Since we're doing movie references, about Billy Madison? You remember Billy Madison with that giant penguin you would see?
Yeah.
If you were dressed like that... that would be spectacular.
That'd be funny. I wouldn't do it, but that would be funny.
You should try it out. Sounds like a good idea to me, Jared. All right, let's do Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
Yeah, so Boomer isn't here, and he's out sick, and Eddie, of course, was ready to take advantage right out of the gate this morning.
Some really fun baseball games we will talk about last night with the Mets and Yankees, and we will get to a Rangers preview as well. All of it on tap for today, but you know how people say on Twitter, Jerry, some news, and then they'll put some news, some career news, and some news,
colon.
Not really career news, but just some news. Boomer is out again today.
This guy's got gonorrhea.
He does not have gonorrhea.
Very insensitive on Eddie's part, as Gio then informed everyone that he actually is out with COVID.
That's so, right.
But when Boomer's not here, Eddie does what he pleases, just like Jerry talks about maybe wearing a penguin outfit when Boomer's not here. So
no, he does here, it when he's here too, actually.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
Yes, he does.
I forget the context of the this guy's got gonorrhea thing, but... But I do remember Boomer cupping his hands towards the microphone, going, "This guy's got gonorrhea," and just thinking at my like, "We're going to hear that a million times over." Like I just know, you just know when it happens.
And was that the first time you've played it? Probably not, right?
No, I don't. Probably not the first. But no, it's not a lot. But you have. I think it had something to do with the combine.
You play the one where he goes gonorrhea. You play that
gonorrhea.
One.
Gonorrhea. Right. Yeah.
Jesus, your hands was right on the button.
Gonorrhea, syphilis, and herpes.
Now, how hard was it for you to decide which one you were going to fire off first?
It was going to be depending on what Gio said.
Context. Okay. Yeah. So you had multiple options prepared. See,
that's why, already.
That's why he's such a pro.
Yeah, so I think it was we were talking about the combine and how they were, like, releasing the medical records, and Boomer was like, yeah, you know,
this guy's got gonorrhea.
Yeah, right.
And you can imagine that being a realistic thing they might say.
Yeah. That makes a ton of sense. GMs sitting around talking to each other, saying that.
Spreading the words.
Definitely, you can hear it, too. He definitely cupped his hands over the microphone.
Right. Instead of being a mile away from it, like he sometimes
is. This guy's got gonorrhea. All right, CeeLo.
Maybe see you tomorrow. Maybe
see you tomorrow.
We'll see. Sounds good.
All right. Depending on everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer again this morning. I saw on Al Shoshi, Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, made a $2 million bid on Kurt Cobain's guitar that he played in the video, Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's for charity. The money goes to charity.
Didn't the kid on that album sue them?
Yes. The on...
the baby.
Yeah, his Nevermind, right, was the name of the album.
Yes, that's it, right.
Nevermind was the name of the album, and the kid who his penis was showing was the baby.
Right.
The baby with the penis in the pool. He sued them years later.
I thought it was recent.
Well, yeah, maybe it was recent. I don't know.
Okay.
But he said, you know, he obviously was objectified or whatever, right, or whatever, you know, whatever it was.
All right, so the guitar.
Yeah, so the guitar. But the money going to charity is a nice thing. But it's like, man, is that what you do when you're that wealthy? Is you just start collecting stuff?
Well, that or you go to Sandals.
You go to 5-star Sandals.
I don't know. I don't have $2 million to throw around. I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would think... You look at Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen collects all sorts of weird-ass art and stuff like that.
Because he can.
Yeah, Jim Irsay's got to be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you better hope so, because you got a whole bunch of cards that you hope hit the block soon.
Well, they did.
Oh, they did already?
Yeah, so most of them did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So some of them were sent out for PSA grading.
Right.
So they came back with some grades.
Did you get any that you liked or were surprised in a good way?
I was happy. I wanted at least one of them to come back as an 8.
Okay.
And one of them did.
All right, good.
Which was good. But then there's a 7, there's a 6, and then one I knew was going to be. There was like a 1914 Christy Mathewson card that was in terrible shape. But
how many of there could there be?
There's more than you think, man. I'm telling you.
From 1914?
Yeah, there's more than you think.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. But that one was graded like a 1. But you can tell it's all creased and, you know, whatever. But yeah, no, I actually got paid 2 days ago.
Oh, you did?
From the first lot of stuff.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, so it was nice. I mean, it worked out. Golden
Christmas
auctions.
Christmas in May.
Yeah, it's not like what you would think. You know, you were talking about some big numbers. It's not that.
I was. No. And I know. I was talking high 6 figures.
No way.
And you talked me down very quickly from that.
It's not even close to that.
Well,
it's not even close to 6 figures, period.
You have to be fair. Right. What you were showing in that book of cards was incredibly impressive.
Yeah, but what I learned, though, is that there are a lot of them out there. And some of these cards have to be graded 10s to get...
The top dollar.
Yeah, the top dollar. For example, I've got it's a 1971. So the thing that came back as an 8 was a 1971 Nolan Ryan. Okay?
Seems impressive.
All right. So if you go on PSA's website, which I'm doing right now, and go to the 1971 Nolan Ryan, if you have a gem mint 9, because there's not a mint 10 of that card.
Okay.
There's 31 that are out there.
Really?
And the average price for it is $22,000. All right? For that one card.
Yeah.
Mine got graded an 8. The average price for that is $1,400.
Oof.
That's how much it drops.
Holy crap.
So,
wow.
So when you have these cards,
wow,
you're like, whoa, I've got this card. It's selling for $26,000.
I thought you had college locked up for both your daughters.
Yeah, and it's not really the way it works.
All right.
So, and then if you go down to a 7, it's the average is $412.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, and it's because of the population of them. So there's like, you know, 585 mint 8s. Or 8s, PSA graded 8s of that Nolan Ryan card. So, I mean, it's, you know.
I guess you say Christy Mathewson and you say 1914. I think there can't be more than a handful of those around still.
Oh, look at that.
Regardless of the condition they're in.
I think it's 1914.
I mean, think about what we're talking about. It's 108 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was that a cigarette pack card?
Yeah, it was a tobacco card.
I mean, Give me a break.
Let's see. I'll give you, because they show you, PSA tells you how many are out there that have been graded.
Got
it. And sold. There's a couple of them, though. But there are, so I believe it's this one here, which is the 19, actually it's older than that. It's 1909.
The one you had is 1909?
Yeah, 1909. And a PSA 3 right here is going for $2,750. And mine's a 1. So
damn, all right.
But like, here's one here that's a 6.5. That's going for $55,000.
Same See, car, just in five times better
shape.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's like if you've got them. So the cards that I had were, you know, they were sitting in books for many years. They were in plastic sleeves and stuff, and they were sitting in books for many years. And some of them were, I mean, in decent shape. But, I mean, it has to be, to really make some money on it, it has to be perfect.
Makes sense, because you wait 50, 60, 70 years, how many could be?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, and Golden Auctions is what I went through, and they did, a great job with me. But, I mean, some of the stuff that they have up there, like, I'm shocked that people have this stuff. Like, I thought I had an amazing lot of things, and once you see what everybody else has got up there, it's like, I guess not. You know? I mean, it's like everything else. Like, I thought I was good at cornhole until I moved to Sayville. And everybody in Sayville plays cornhole, and they whip my ass.
Man, let me tell you, guys want you.
They're going to beat me now. I don't have no confidence.
The guys in my league want you to play.
Yeah, they're going to kill me now. I used to have confidence. Like, last year at this time, I had confidence. I don't have confidence anymore.
Hmm.
Ping pong, I've got a lot of confidence. I have confidence.
Ping pong?
Yeah. I ran through like the same guys, the same cornhole guys. I ran through like 15 of them one day.
You a dart guy?
No, terrible.
Horseshoes?
No.
So ping pong and cornhole.
Ping pong and cornhole. Yeah, I would say those two things. And eating and drinking.
Well, we know that.
Those are the things.
That we know.
I'm good at that. But all right, so like, you know what the biggest cards now, the ones that are going for like the most amount of money are like the rookie cards of NBA stars today.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one right now on Golden Auctions, 2003, 03, 04, Topps Chrome Gold Refractor LeBron James rookie card. The current bid on that with 10 days to go is $400,000. And it's probably going to get up to $1 million.
You know, we always talk about how we started collecting cards in the 80s when the cards were so common, and anything we collected, they're not worth a damn thing right now. You would think, and we screwed this up yet again, why we wouldn't have collected. When LeBron James was coming out of high school, we knew. Yeah. Everyone knew he was going to be a star. Kobe Bryant, you knew early on.
Yeah.
Why would we have not collected those?
I don't know. I mean, some people did, obviously.
Clearly, but no foresight.
I know.
Man.
Well, cards at that time, I don't think were.
I know. That's my point, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But we lived through it. Where cards were not popular, mm-hmm. then became popular when we were kids, and it became just the thing to do.
Right.
Having seen it go through one time, why would you not collect these stars early on after we had been through the cycle?
Sure. You're right. I know. I wish I had the foresight. Stupid. But then again, I wish I had the foresight with a lot of things.
Yeah, well,
you know? I know. Wish it was the guy that came up with the idea for Uber.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
And a search engine. I gotcha. You're right.
We did not.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, but the reason why I did this now is I saw how hot cards were, and I remember it being like worthless not that long ago. And then when COVID hit, it became like a thing again. I was like, this might be the time to really hit on these. So gave it a whirl, and it's doing okay. It's definitely not retirement money, but it's doing okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.